Welcome to the Fixed Ops Friday Show, where we bring you high-quality guests speaking about how to take your Fixed Ops department to the next level. This Car Guy Coffee production is brought to you by Fixed Ops Digital, powered by Trade Pending.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
It's Brett Leonard, subprime hero.
And with our incredible other host of Fixed Ops Friday, the one, the only,
Owen Moon.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday to you, bro. It's always good to see you because we see you on Friday all the time. It's like the best day to see someone, isn't it?
Friday's a great day to see people.
I think that's why these shows are so fantastic on Fridays, because people are ready for the weekend. They're ready to get a little bit of education before they get out there. They get to have some really great guests come on the show. And this week we have somebody phenomenal. I can't wait to bring them on. But that's what's so great. I can't wait to enjoy my weekend. And folks, I hope you guys are enjoying yours. It's the first weekend of March, or second weekend of March, actually. But it's the weekend that we spring forward. So I'm excited about that. More sunlight throughout the day. Let's go.
I hate that. I think don't we lose sleep this month or this week? We lose sleep. That's not good.
But you can play golf till later hours, and technically, yeah. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
Get an extra hour of light. I'll take it.
Yeah. You need that for golf, right? Gotta have that extra hour of light.
Light helps on golf. It's good in the dark. Really.
100%.
But speaking of light, we have a light in this industry, a light that we are bringing to the stage today. Owen, we love all of the people that you've selected to come on Fixed Ops Friday to be able to spend some time with us, brewing some solutions. What is it about the particular guest that we have out here today that people need to make sure that they do tag a car guy and tag a car gal and share this around for? Why is it that we have our special guest coming onto the show today?
Yeah, so this is a interesting story. I didn't know this gentleman, and all of a sudden one day in the mail I get, and I'll let him talk about some of his branding and marketing, but I get this package in the mail, and it's the most off-the-wall thing. It's got my name on it, and I'm like, okay, I got to meet this guy. And so I saw him briefly then after that at Digital Dealer, and we collaborate just a little bit. I stopped by his booth. We got a picture, just hanging out. And I saw him again at NADA. NADA. And he said, hey, look, I want to collaborate. I want to talk to you a little more what we do and that type of thing. And I said, you know what? I got a place for us to do this. I invited him on here mainly because he's an awesome guy. We've hit it off really well as far as just the brief time that we talked. But really, I'm interested in his business. I want to know a little more about him. And he's got some interesting things that when I see him at the booth and he's got this awesome display behind him, he looks like this really big company. He might be. That's what I don't know. It'll be interesting to get under the hood a little bit with him, and looking forward to having that conversation. So
that's some great news right there.
That is some great news. We got Matt Raymond's in the building. Yeah, Owen can see where his ball went in the woods.
That guy.
He's talking. I got you. I hear you.
But speaking of the light, let's go ahead and put the spotlight on the guest of the day on this Fixed Ops Friday. We are honored. We are grateful to welcome in the one, the only, Sticks Brown to the party.
Oh, baby. Hey guys, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Pleasure. Happy Friday. Thank you so much, Owen, for that introduction. You're the best, man.
I appreciate it, man. Every word of it, sir.
No, absolutely. And Lou and Fred, I've seen your work. I tried to meet you guys at Digital Dealer last year, and the buzz that you guys are creating with bringing your guest on impromptu and just creating that excitement. I says, man, I got to get together with those guys. And lo and behold, a couple of weeks ago, Owen introduced me to your platform on Fixed Ops Friday. I'm going, count me in. Owen, how fast did I respond to that invite?
I don't know. It was like instant. I thought it was autoresponder, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying, man. I got to be a part of this movement you guys are going with automotive.
That's right.
Thank you, you are part
of the movie. You're the reason why we do this show. Your people like you and your energy and what you bring to our business is what got us inspired to go out and interview and just try to find ways to be able to talk to as many of you all as possible. And brother, you bring it, man. And your reputation is second to none. So we're excited, like Owen said, is to get under the hood a little bit more, to learn more about you. And man, and find out. I read your bio, so that taught me a few things about you, like where you got your name Sticks. Tell everybody a little bit about the name Sticks, where that comes from.
Absolutely. As Owen was saying, that he received this package in the mail, And one of the things that I pride myself on doing is telling folks a little bit about my past. I come from a musically inclined family. Everybody, my dad was a professional blues man. He's a saxophonist. My mom, classically trained pianist. And growing up, we all had to learn instruments. We all had to learn something, right? And I can remember as early as, had to be 5-6 years old, I just had a thing for rhythm, tempo, drumming, keeping a groove. So I picked up drumming. And I entered college as a music major. And I was just became a really proficient percussionist drummer. Through college, I kept my chops up, and I've always kept music as part of my just passion, right? And I bring it over to my business, my company. So as a part of giving myself to other individuals in the industry, I engrave these nice drumsticks and give them to guys like yourselves in automotive who are drumming up excitement.
Wow. Oh, right? I love it.
I love it.
That's the connection, man. We're all in this to create and elevate our industry and thank individuals who are doing so many fantastic things. For the past year or so, I've been just, when I have the time, I'll ship a pair of sticks in the mail to somebody I see doing some really cool things. And Owen's one of them.
I think I saw that post that Owen had. I remember that. I have a little stick envy now.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to grab them. They're downstairs, but I forgot. I won't go get them. But yeah, I was super, super surprised. I was like, because I was just out of the blue. I'd never really met her, Owen. Also, here are these sticks with my name on them. Oh, that is awesome. So definitely reached out to him right away on LinkedIn, thanked him, and then just knew that once I got a chance to be same room with him, I wanted to get to know him a little bit more. And I didn't realize you were going to have such a kick-ass booth, Earl. I literally was sending pictures to all my partners and anybody that was part of what we were doing. I'm like, now this is a booth. He's got this visual that just keeps moving and changing. And I've never seen anything like it. So I was very impressed. Obviously you take pride in everything you do, man. And I'm excited to learn a little bit more about your business, maybe how you got into automotive and then what you're doing today and what your company does. Cause I think that's what this show is all about, is obviously to showcase our guests and just learn a little more about what each person's doing to help the industry. And then if we can obviously pull it into fix ops and how it helps fix ops, I think that's also a bonus as well. And we talk a lot about leadership, right, guys? So I think you're leading from the front, as I always like to challenge my team. And Earl, just give us a little bit of that. I know you mentioned music, obviously, at college, but how did you get in the auto industry? What were you doing prior to your current company, and what are you doing today?
Oh, we'd be glad to. To your point, though, you're talking about our booth. I got to share something with you. It was really special. Yesterday, we received this package from NADA. And can you guys see this?
Oh, yes.
Wait, is that a booth award?
It's a booth award.
I love it. See? I can spot a good booth.
When you're a small fish in a big pond, you got to make a good impact, right? So our marketing team, they put together this really nice booth display that featured an LED wall, and they put these nice graphics on it, some branding, but it was eye-catching, and it really did a good job bringing folks to our booth so we can share our story. We were really surprised when we received this recognition from NADA, and it wasn't expected, right? But our mission was accomplished.
Congrats, man. Congrats, for sure. Congrats.
Thanks. Our mission was accomplished, being there at NADA and being in a big show and just being able to start a conversation about what we do at Radiant Ride. In short, Radiant Ride is doing something in the marketplace that's needed, right? Customers that own vehicles, they're keeping them longer. They're paying much more for these cars. And we felt that there was a void in the marketplace for a service that provides one-stop shop experience for recon cosmetic repairs. Can you think of any automotive retail establishment that provides routine maintenance and cosmetic repairs during the same service visit under one location?
I've never seen it.
Wow.
We've been partnering with dealers for a couple of years on executing the experience of providing car owners access to convenient cosmetic car care repairs. And the results have been overwhelming. Customers, by and large, love the idea of bringing their car to one location, having routine maintenance and cosmetic repairs performed at the same time. They don't have a solution for that specific repair. So we've coordinated with a number of dealerships in Northern California and created destination centers where customers can preserve the appearance of their car, keep their cars running great. They love the convenience. Dealers love the retention. And it's just building that customer loyalty for that dealership. So it's win. It's win. And up to this point, having a one-stop shop solution for cosmetic repairs, it's untapped. A fantastic opportunity to make this repair sector mainstream. So our goal at Radiant Ride is to duplicate what we're doing in Northern California throughout the country.
Nationally, yeah.
Nationally. Wow. Nationally.
That's pretty awesome. I got to say, I love what you're talking about here. And you're so right on the money. What a way to think outside the box, yet it was right there in front of all our faces. You know what I mean? It's like a one-stop shop for those types of cosmetic repairs for vehicles. That is should be mainstream. I think it that's a great thing for somebody like me. I would go in there all the time because I love my car, right? You know what I mean?
So, absolutely, Fred. Dealers have an untapped workforce. These guys that do these cosmetic repairs, they're doing PDI cars, trade-in vehicles, and isolated customer pay, but they aren't leveraging it. They aren't marketing it.
Yeah, it's all internal right now.
We're coming in with the playbook, giving them guidelines on how to leverage the idea of combining routine maintenance and cosmetic repairs, and it's really resonating with their customers. So we thought, let's verify. So we work with the dealers. So let's verify what we're doing. There's some opportunity here. So we did a few surveys through the dealership groups and our team going actually on the service drive, talking to customers in the service department. And the results were just reassuring. 89% of car owners indicated they'd have these cosmetic repairs done at a dealership during routine maintenance if the service was available.
Yeah.
They're telling us that they want this, right?
Right.
Yeah. We're making it available. We're creating video content. We're working with the service department and scheduling their techs on the days of the week that they can do PDR, windshield chips, curb rash, interior repairs, headlight restoration, and aligning these customers with those repairs for routine maintenance. And it's working out pretty cool.
That's very awesome. And Sticks, especially being a percussionist, somebody that reads music and understands how to get that flow, you know that it takes a lot more than one look at the music sheet to get this into rhythm. And anything that we ever do when we come out of a meeting or we come out of inspiration or we just come out of a demo and we want to go introduce something fresh to our team, it's always that, is something new, something else I got to do, right? Almost like it's burdensome, when really what you're doing is stacking up the opportunities for them. You're still trying to make their world better, but inside of that, it can often be interpreted as another ad or another task to my already laborious day. How do you get that message across that no, this isn't something that's hurting you, this is something that's helping you, until it is a rhythm? Because getting just a few hits of the drum is key, but getting it to stay consistent for a whole song is a habit. It has to be created. What have you seen as effective ways to get that to translate inside of dealerships?
Lou, that's a great analogy, and you're so true there. When you're sight reading music, you can hit the notes, right? But to play the music where it is just a beautiful piece of presentation, you have to know the music. So you're right, right? When you go into a dealership and offer a program strategic as Radiant Ride with combining routine maintenance and cosmetic repairs, there is a process that has to be embraced. It has to be rehearsed, right? Initially, all right, it's a logistics issue. But once the rhythm of having the techs work with the service advisors, having the customers align with their appointment and know the days of the week the techs are there at the store, there's a natural flow of activity that just catches on, right? Mm-hmm. Dealers that we work with, they see the big picture here. Everybody, and you guys know it as well, in automotive, it's only going to get more competitive, right? What services are you providing for your customers and the market in general that's going to differentiate yourself, set yourself apart, all right, in the marketplace? We all know that the independents are just capturing more market share and more market share. Dealers are being a lot more proactive in providing a service that can't be easily duplicated by the masses. So with this untapped workforce that they have there in the way of recon specialists and combining routine maintenance, they're providing a service to customers that they can't get anywhere else, right? So it's just driving more customers back to the store, us working with the service department, coordinating training support, and conveying that big picture to everybody that's part of this campaign, right? Hey, listen, this is going to give us a lot more competitive edge in the marketplace. This is going to allow your customers to basically come back after that warranty period's over. And at the end of ownership, that car is going to be worth a little more because it's been maintained cosmetically, yes, and mechanically. So there's going to increase the likelihood of the customer buying their next car at that store because they're receiving a service that they otherwise can't get anywhere else.
Now, there was three things that came to my mind. I was like just feasting over here. This is awesome. First off, time. Everyone values their time. So to bring everything together under one appointment makes sense. But sometimes they don't even know they need it. So there might be the illusion of time there. I was going to say trade-in values. You just mentioned it, right? I think it's also good for the dealership because if they know that they've done all the work, now they know exactly what's been done to that car. They feel more comfortable giving that maybe that little better value, that type of thing. So it gives them that competitive advantage. And then the third thing I was thinking about is just as a marketer, I always talk about all the profit centers, right? Service, parts, tires, accessories. There's all this last one called collision or body shop that is very hard to look at from a retail standpoint. Most body shops are very much insurance driven, right? It's, hey, we work with this insurance company, come in, get that work done from that accident. This fills in those gaps from what I'm hearing. This is like now it becomes a retail strategy as opposed to maybe a warranty or insurance type strategy. And I think that dealerships have to look at stuff like this because it is getting more competitive and all of it matters. And so for you to be able to bring it together in a nice thought out box and say, hey, here's how you do it, I think it's definitely something that more dealerships should probably take a closer look at.
No, absolutely. It's a component of their operation that can be easily leveraged. It just takes some navigating of those mobile techs and the service and the customer appointments with the service advisor and the customer. But once the customers are educated and knowledgeable that the service exists, the dealer's going to do everything they can to accommodate that service experience. Mm-hmm. You know, anything to get the customer back to the store to receive a service that's unique and that garners a little more retention, it's only good. It's just good, great for the dealer. And as the OEMs are really prioritizing retention, it's just win.
As they should. Retention is huge. I think we've lost retention over the last handful of years, 5 years. We started just whatever we could sell to whoever we could sell instead of whoever we can help and making sure we make them know that we care about them forever, no matter what the
situation. Exactly.
Even if they had a car somewhere else because we didn't have the cars during that time. Or they got service somewhere else because we couldn't do the service on their vehicle or whatever it was.
Correct. Now, all car owners, sometimes they're not able to make it to the store, right? They're not slated for routine maintenance for a few months. Or we've had a number of customers say, hey, listen, my car isn't slated for that oil change for another 3 months, but I got this dent. Any possible way I can get that puppy pulled the next week? Because I got date night and I want to get that car looking really nice. So we do have a network of mobile techs that provide that added convenience for the dealer. All right, let's get a mobile unit to the customer's home or office, get that windshield chip fixed, get that dent fixed, get that curb rash repaired. And it only elevates that customer loyalty, knowing that the dealership helped with that added layer of convenience, getting the customer a mobile service.
I love that.
To their home or office.
So Styx, how does it work? Are you doing it a la carte? Hey, we see something. Is it a membership? Is it, how does it work? How does the customer do it?
Absolutely. Radiant Ride, we think of ourselves as a hybrid vendor. We take care of the variable side and the fixed op side. For the fixed op side, we have an e-com platform where the service drive advisors can sign the customer up via an e-commerce subscription model. And then for the variable side, we have a service contract that's typically introduced to the customer in the finance office, right? So the best of both worlds. They can purchase Radiant Ride with their vehicle purchase through the front, or if they're in the service department, they could sign up with our e-com platform.
Which is awesome.
That we install for the dealership.
That's super cool.
Which is awesome. Be a post-purchase opportunity for most customers.
Absolutely.
For sale.
Yeah. So one of the things that we really pride ourselves in talking with dealership groups is that, you know, our business model benefits variable and fixed. We look into creating revenue development on the fixed side, fixed op side, and variable side. So revenue development in both front and back.
And that's a critical piece of making sure that the value package that a dealership offers is recognized and echoed. Again, we're going to, with Mr. Styx himself in here, I'm going to use all kinds of drum references and analogies and metaphors, as that's the language I prefer to speak in. But getting a whole drum line together is a bunch of different drums. It's your bigger basser drums, your smaller kettles, right? All of the different types of drums, to your hats, even your triangles, all of these different percussion pieces you want to get and moving in sync together. What's often been an issue is being able to get everybody on the same page of music, getting everybody to keep the rhythm going and the customer not feel either fought over or protected against from the people that work within the same building. Don't listen to what they're selling over there. That you're not going to need that, or you're not going to really need the product that they might talk to you about over here. Instead of saying, listen, all of the things that we offer here are to protect you. We want you, Mr. Customer, to think of us when you consider anything automotive. And that is something that we really want to make sure we are getting across the board. We have Jordan Cox that jumped up in here, and he did highlight one, his favorite booth was being over at your Styx, and he did bring up Owen Loon's birthday. So happy belated birthday to you,
Owen. Happy birthday, Owen.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Yeah. Had a good day yesterday.
Owen, I think you're just a few days older than me.
Just a few. Maybe.
But in that, sometimes if a dealership is on the up and they're doing what they're doing, if Owen is an owner of a vehicle that he got from the dealership, there should be some sort of correspondence that happens right around Owen's birthday, right? And if they were reminded, hey, it may not be time for you to trade again, as usually would be the only call that the salesperson is making is, hey, happy birthday, how you doing? Anybody you can send me or anything you want to trade? But with your product, with that, we can still say, hey, Owen, happy birthday. Any chance you want to spruce up your car? You want to get rid of some of those nicks? You want to go ahead and update a little bit of this, update a little bit of that, ride that fresh ride on your birthday, right? Right? All of those different things are key. And having a marketing company like Fixed Ops Digital up inside of your corner is definitely going to help make sure that your customers are aware, because that's often the issue. Most people pick up the phone and start calling people for a service that they need that they're just not aware somebody they already know has for them.
That's right.
And that is such a key thing. But Sticks, I love what you're brewing over here, brother. Jordan Cox got a little more love for us.
Love everything that we're talking about here.
And absolutely.
Your product is phenomenal. The idea, like I said, it was right there in front of us, yet it's outside the box. I think that as this starts to gain traction more, and it will, you're going to find that the success that's going to come, you're going to see a lot of copycats, all the above. But that's flattery. That's flattery, bro. It's okay. So I was like, it's okay. Know that what you have is an amazing idea, and your product is great. Dealers are going to benefit, but clients are going to super benefit. I'm the type of person who would use it.
Yeah,
100%.
My bishop was like, I got this. I'm like, sign me up for a monthly membership.
I may have missed it, but does it include detailing as well, Earl? Is it a detail as well as the nicks and things like that?
No. Just smart tech repairs.
Okay.
PDR, windshield chips, paint touch-up. The smart tech repair industry, it's an acronym for the recon industry. SMART stands for small, medium area repair techniques.
Okay.
And detailing is cleaning and restoring. SMART tech repairs are repairs that you typically don't take to a body shop because they're not extensive enough.
Right.
We're right there in that happy medium between detail and body shop. Right.
So it's funny. Both of our vehicles right now have chips in them. And imagine if I didn't have to bring it to their attention, because a lot of times customers may be a little bit scared to do that, or they don't really know what to ask. They're thinking, oh, they're going to try to sell me a brand new windshield because of that one little nick. Imagine just going in there knowing that you've got something that somebody's looking out for. You're like, oh, by the way, we fixed your chips in your windshield. There was a small dent in your door from the when you got gas the other day, and now we pulled that out. And you're like, oh, I didn't even know all that stuff was there, but I'm glad I have somebody looking out for me. Definitely a change of mentality to the customer, for sure.
Correct. Talk about CSI, exceeding the customer's expectation when they bring their car in for service. So you pull into the service drive, and the service advisor goes, oh, I see you're here for an oil change, and I just noticed this little dent in your back rear quarter panel. We're going to go ahead and take care of that too. Oh, wow, that's great, right?
Yeah.
So you hit a home run for the customer. And Lou, you brought up a good point there about the analogy about all the various drums, right, that have to be in sync, and comparing it to the dealership. You're absolutely right. We all know, we've been in automotive long enough to know the dynamics between departments, sales, service, parts, right? Over the years, those different departments have been silos, right? They all work, they're all independent businesses, right? And there was very little communication between these departments, right? Today's dealership model, let's eliminate the silos. Today's business model and dealership retail operation, all departments have to openly collaborate.
Yes.
All right. And work together in harmony. All right. In tempo. Right. In sync for the betterment of the customer. Right. Dealers have that opportunity to get their teams together and work collectively. All right. In the spirit of just elevating that customer experience. And that's what it requires. Right.
I love that.
Until eventually no blindfold, like a real good drum line. Heck yeah. Or with a blindfold, like a good drum line.
I can't wait to do a drum solo for you, man.
Heck yeah. I got to know though, Sticks, were you on a drum line team? Were you ever on a drum line team?
Listen, absolutely.
I want to see.
Yeah. Rudimental percussion. Right. I grew up playing in drum corps. Right. I've done the drum line thing. I've done the jazz band thing. I played in a funk band after college, toured for a little bit, and just realized, hey, listen, being a professional road musician, you guys have no idea how hard that is. I'm going to go back to my roots of car care products. And that's how I got started in this business. In my junior year in college, I took a sales job at a Mazda store, and I showed up to the gig wearing my tie and shirt, my leather shoes, and the general manager goes, hey, congratulations, Earl, we're going to go ahead and get you started. He brings me to the service department. The service department has me washing cars for 2 weeks, right?
In a suit and a shirt and tie.
In a shirt and tie. I kid you not.
Oh,
that was
awesome.
That was my introduction to the car business, is accepting a part-time job selling cars. I show up, they put me in the wash bay.
Wow.
And so 3-4 months down the road, I asked the general manager, I go, hey man, I really have this new business and I appreciate the opportunity, but I got a little college background here. Why do you have me washing cars? And the general manager goes, son, if you want to be in the car business, you have to understand one thing. The cleaner the car, the faster it sells.
Mm.
And it's always stuck with me. And it's ironic that my career has evolved and I own a company that has everything to do with keeping cars cosmetically pristine.
Making them radiant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, radiant. Radiant, right.
I absolutely love, I love what you're doing. I love your energy. I love your past. I love how it's all connected to where you're at today. It all makes sense, man. And you've been able to keep a good rhythm throughout your career. I had to do a loop.
Love it.
Right. So you've been able to do that. And we're really impressed by your company. I really am. I didn't know that was out there. And I think that's pretty neat to learn more about that and to really be able to dig into this and learn more. And people, you see the website. I have it running down. I've been having it run for the last 10 minutes right down below us. Go check it out. If you want to learn more about it, I promise you they'll set you up for a demo. They'll talk to you. They'll explain how it works. But if you want to just increase your bottom line, your retention, your offerings, and have fun while you're doing it, because you'll probably bring your own cars in. Right. So what an idea. And how simple is that for you? You guys have that stuff in place. You just got to add the people. Now you're helping more families in your community. There's so much more involved in this. It's such a great business. It's such a great idea. I'm so excited that we talked about this today, because without these types of businesses being out there, and with this type of show, Owen, what a great show this has been. We get to share this. Hopefully our audience sees the value. If any of you all want to get a hold of them, go to the website down below or reach out to Lou and I. We'll make sure you guys get a hold of Styx. And man, we're going to have to get him back on the show to play some drones for us, right?
For real. Yes.
It would be an honor. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Heck yeah. When we get a little beat going, spit a couple rhymes. I don't know. We'll see what happens, everybody. What we want to make sure we do is have as much fun as we can possibly have. And Styx is trying to show everybody, it really doesn't matter how big and how elaborate your drums are if you don't know what to do with the Styx.
That's right.
If you don't know what to do with those, it don't matter what you got in front of you. And if you got the Styx, you can make percussion anywhere, on anything. Bing, bang, bong, on all that you want. But car guys, car gals, you have been enjoying another great Fixed Ops Friday.
That's right.
Had so much fun just chopping it up, drumming up some conversation with our friend Styx over here. Owen, what more do you have to say, or anything else you have to pull out of this incredible solutionary? Owen, anything else you got for us?
No, man, it's been great. Obviously, I'm glad we did this. We could have done this on a Zoom call. We could have done this on a phone call, but figured this would be a much better place for us. It's always better, right? Get in front of our friends here and do it. But real quick for you. So not that you have to give us maybe the secret, but what's next? What are you going to do with this thing? How are you going to evolve it? What is your thoughts? Where do you see this thing in the next couple of years?
Okay. What we've done, we just published a white paper. All right. That is a playbook. Of how to navigate bringing this service experience into your dealership.
Nice.
One of the things that we're going to do is we've been getting calls and interest, all right, to help dealers with this concept. We've created a really nice playbook. It's a white paper. We just received a best practice, actually a while back through another automotive podcast. It received a best practice award.
Congratulations.
And we're going to basically make this playbook available to dealers. And then, Owen, I haven't shared with you yet, is we do have a actual step-by-step PowerPoint, if you will, mm-hmm. of what you need to do to put the logistics together,
yeah.
right? From workforce development to service scheduling to service drive introduction and training materials.
Love it.
Correct.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be key, right? Because obviously dealers, we're shorthanded right now. We've got a lot going on, a lot of moving pieces. I know there's opportunity out there, but it's like, where do you start? And so for you to come in as the authority and give them a lot of that direction, I think is going to make you very key in this movement. But it's definitely something that needs to be done. Like I mentioned earlier, most of the dealerships I hear about this, it's all recon work. It's all internal work, getting the car ready to put it on the line to sell it. But I've got two examples sitting in my driveway of where I could utilize something like this. And I've been meaning to do it. It's just time, effort, but I got oil changes coming up. So why not just bring it to this dealership? Know it's going to get done. It's going to get handled. What a great concept.
Amen to that. Absolutely. Exactly. Like,
oh. Yeah. You're like millions of car owners like ourselves, Owen, Lou, and Fred, we're too busy. Mm-hmm. Right? We need a convenient solution to have a service center take care of these minor cosmetic incidences. And what better way to do it than a dealership? Right. During routes, it's just seamless, right? Well, and then there's no two dealerships alike, right? They all run differently.
100%.
So that's one of our challenges.
Yeah, they all got the same space, different space, different personnel. How can you fit it into their environment?
Exactly, their culture. So what we have to do is we have our white paper, our playbook, our guidelines, but let's customize it for your store, right? Yeah.
I love it. You bring in the horse to water, but you're also going to go with them to the water and make sure they drink it. And that's so great. And I love what you're talking about. That's great. You make it easy for them.
Oh, everybody's got a different drum line, right? Everybody grooves different, right?
I love right. it.
So we try and get their drum beat. We try and customize that drum beat for every dealership.
I love that.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and I had dealers sure. appreciate that because they don't want to just fit into a cookie cutter solution yeah. per no. se. But vendors have it tough because they can't scale to really do the job or to make sure that the dealers are happy with your service or technology or whatever if everything's custom, right? So, you know, I've had to do that in my career. Like early in my career, a lot of what we did was I was very custom. I would get in with a dealership, find out their needs, and put together a plan. Obviously, FixOps Digital, we were able to build software to help evolve online service marketing that was like an out of the box that we're 90% there, right? We just have to use that last 10 or 15% for what is the dealership's needs and focus and that type of things. I like that. And it's obviously you guys are taking all of that into account as you're, you know, looking to scale and move nationally, which again, you do that and you'll be a household name in no time, sir.
I believe
we'll
so
see.
Too.
Hope so. But Owen, you couldn't be in a better place. You and I both know, and Lou, Fred, you guys know that the best time to be in automotive is right now.
Amen.
100%. I mean,
you got the convergence of EV development, ICE vehicles being held on to longer. And Owen, your stats that I viewed just a few nights ago about the service department being a marketing machine, the rubber is going to meet the road in fixed ops. Over the next 3 to 5 yeah. years, the fixed ops department is going to be the destination center of automotive retail. So you're in the driver's seat, Brother Owen.
I appreciate Definitely. That. Appreciate that, my man.
Right here. And you know what? Owen is thinking light years ahead of the most. And that's why he's been able
Absolutely.
To bless a lot of people across the country. And that's the reason why a great company like Trade Pending acquired his company, right? Because they saw that there was a great opportunity. Trade Pending, shout out to them. They're big sponsors. We love them. We appreciate them so much for what they do and how they're trying to make a big impact in the industry. And they were smart by making that move by teaming up with Owen to make sure that they keep bringing out even more services to make sure that they align with everything that a dealer needs. Much like you, they thought outside the box, like, why do we just do this one thing when we can get all these things that work together and provide something great? So it's basically the same thing, just done in a little bit different light. And yet you guys can all collab too. So this has been a beautiful day. Beautiful show today. RadiantRide.com. You got Styx Brown in the building doing his thing. He's beating to the beat of his own drum, and he's going to make sure that you guys hear it loud and proud so you can guys get in step with him. So let's go. What a great day.
Thank you, Fred.
Appreciate you, bro.
It's been so much fun. So we want to make sure that we do keep a consistent cadence in the industry of our forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing message. We believe that it is the metronome needed for us to operate in sync together. So let's go ahead. Styx, throw your hands on your shoulders with me one time, and let's go ahead and forgive, focus, fly on three. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus.
Focus. And fly.
And keep growing, baby. Let's go. Woo.
Thank you guys so much, man. You guys rock. Thank totally rock.
You too, Styx. You rock the drums. We appreciate that, brother. We are so thankful that you are in here. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
I'm Frelin Arts, subprime hero.
and we've been having some fun on this Fixed Ops Friday with our other host, the one, the only, Owen Moon. And our special guest, make sure that you blow him up. Make sure that you tell him that you were encouraged by what it is that he said. But pick up the phone. Go ahead and go to the website and check him out. The one, the only.
The only.
Sticks. Yeah. We'll see you all later. Thanks for joining in for this Fixed Ops Friday. We're out.